Guten Erev Shabbos, everybody. Baruch Hashem, we are going into another beautiful Shabbos, a beautiful week. You look at the calendar, it's scary. It's scary. Some people might say scary, exciting. But to me, it's scary that there are really not so many weeks left to yeshiva. And our Choshuva seniors, it's scary. It's scary that they're going to be leaving. I get emotional about it. And Be'ezus Hashem, we know that big things are coming, and they're not going to stay away for too long because they're going to come back as Rebbeim and Magid Yashir here. So what's the question anyway? I only have to miss you just for a few decades. So I'm going to lose my voice now. But Be'ezus Hashem, we're going into real, incredible parashas, Tazria and Mitzrayah. In a certain way, Tazria and Mitzrayah Chaim are like parashas Nasa in a certain way. Why is it like parashas Nasa? Because it talks about halachas which are totally, totally, seemingly irrelevant nowadays to you and me. That parashas Nasa, it talks about a nazir, it talks about a saita. Certainly a saita relies on miracles for the halachas to be expressed. A saita, she's got to explode. I don't know that would work nowadays. And maybe your uncle has tried something like that. But to see a saita, it's an explosive occurrence. And for something like that to happen, it doesn't happen. And in this week's parsha, to be able to have tsaras, it would appear that tsaras does not exist anymore. I told my class that my Rebbe, Rishurkin Slita, he said, he has a Messiah that Reb Chaim Brisker, whenever he saw a white spot or a white pimple, he would not scratch it off out of concern that it might be tsaras. Think about that. He felt with it as if it was alive, it was a living thing. There are some Sfarim that talk about tsaras nowadays, but most apparently hold that tsaras is not a plot. But it's a miraculous thing. The tragedy, almost as tragic, I often talk about the person who said that the word malacha on Shabbos means work, that person is probably getting, chas v'shalom nebuch, a terrible, terrible punishment in the next world because he has convinced a huge amount of Jews to not treat Shabbos properly. Why? Because what does malacha mean? Chas v'shalom, people say it means work. But malacha means, of course, it means creative activity. I mean, it's no work turning up and down a light switch, but there is something creative that is done through that act to be able to do something. So a person said tsaras. What is tsaras? Leprosy. Leprosy is a terrible skin disease. It's the same type of thing. It unfortunately ruined our perception of what tsaras truly is. While this isn't necessarily what I wanted to speak about, I just want to touch on something that we spoke about with our class today. Many Sfarim point this out. I haven't seen this in the Sefer Beremayim Chaim. He points out a very interesting point. In this week's parsha, when it introduces the halacha of tsaras, we know there are seven averas. Lashon Hara is obviously the most famous avera that causes tsaras. But when it introduces the halacha, is the idea of tsaras, it starts by describing the person that gets tsaras as an Adam. An Adam. Adam, you'd think, for those who are less initiated, might think that Adam just means another person. But in fact, Adam is the greatest compliment that you can give to a human being. Calling him an Adam. There are different ways to call it. What's a way to describe a human being in Hebrew? What? Gever, Ish, Enosh. Adam is one way to describe a person. The Gemara tells us based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, the pasuk Gemara tells us that Adam is the greatest compliment you can give. Atem kriyim Adam. Only the Jewish people are called Adam. Ve'en umas ha'olam kriyim Adam. And non-Jews are not called Adam. It's an elevated feature of humanity. Adam, a step above. That's what an Adam is. And you could work on where you find that in the term Adam. Adam ala elyon. You could find that. But what Adam is, it's elevated. And yet when the Torah talks about this person who has the worst type of tumah, of tsaras, he gets sent out of the machana. He has to stay far from everybody else and stay there for quite some time. When it talks about this person, it calls him Netanel, it calls him Adam. It calls him something special and something elevated. Adam, why would you describe a person with tzaras as Adam? Good question, Gavriel. Good question. Why do you describe this person as Adam? It's too elevated. The second question the Berei Chaim asks is, he says, as everybody knows who has learned Megillah with Rabbi Milstein over and over and over, Be'ezer Hashem, until your Mamash Abaki in Megillah. But it describes in Maseches Megillah that when the Torah uses the term Vihoya, or any Tanakh uses the term Vihoya, it's a Loshen Simcha. It's a term of joy. And yet, in the section where it talks about getting tzaras, it says Vihoya, Neged tzaras al orbis, sorry. It says that there is a tzaras on his name, but it says Vihoya. It's full of Simcha. You're full of joy that you got tzaras. Sorry, I won't be able to spend time with you for the next week, 2 weeks, month. Who knows how long I'll be away from you? Bye. Vahoya. I don't get to spend time with anybody. You're a loner, sent out. It's not so good. And yet, it's full of simcha. The term vahoya means full of simcha. So what I told him very quickly is, should I say the reference to War of the Worlds? Should I do that part? I feel like maybe not for the shmooze. But the... We know in a person chas v'shalom, not any of us, everyone should be healthy and happy, and those who need a refuah shleima b'karev should have a refuah shleima b'karev, including the people that we learned this Pirkei Avos program for, Avram Shlomo ben Cyril, and we should also add Yehuda Leib and Rachel Leah, that they should have a refuah shleima b'karev. But we know that when a person gets sick chas v'shalom, a dear friend of mine had a little bit of a virus this week. He was nauseous, he was throwing up. When a person has a virus in their system, your body rejects it. It's not something that's supposed to be there. So it pushes it out of the body. Gets it out. It can't be there. It's not supposed to be there. It doesn't match what the body needs. And therefore, the body sends it out in whatever way it can, whether it's through the mouth or any other way. In fact, sometimes it comes out through the pores. A person sweats out a disease that comes out of their skin because the body is rejecting it, because it's not supposed to be there. The Berei Mayim Chaim says that tzaras is the same way. Tzaras is your avera, the sin that you committed. It goes into you. It becomes a part of you. And if you are an elevated, holy, holy person, that their body says, my body is too pure for this. You know what they say? My body's a temple. My body is too pure for this. So your body rejects it. It rejects the tumah. The tzaras pops out on your skin as a sign that your body is rejecting avera. Your body is rejecting tumah because I'm better than that. That's what tzaras is. And when a person would see tzaras, you know what he would be filled with? He would be sad that he had sinned. He would be sad. But there was a certain joy in knowing my body is a temple. My body is something spiritual and pure, so pure that the tzaras is rejected. Aver is rejected from my body and it's trying to get out. So that's what the pasuk says. Adam, the elevated person, the greatest compliment a person could have, that person is the type of person that's going to have tzaras. Vehoya, the word of simcha, that person is going to be full of joy. Why is he full of joy? Because he recognizes himself. He's finally able to see himself in the mirror and say, you know what? I really am much more impressive than I ever thought. Here I was knocking myself my whole life and saying, what am I going to be? How am I ever going to accomplish? No, you're actually an excellent person. And that tzaras, your downfall, is the expression of how great you are. It happens to be, even though this may not be what I wanted to talk about, but there happens to be a tremendous lesson in that. For every single one of us here, every single one of us, there is a person, actually a number of people here in yeshiva and outside of yeshiva. They often feel down in the dumps. Why do they feel down in the dumps? A person was saying, there's a certain mitzvah that I failed. I failed on this mitzvah. I was not doing this mitzvah right. I am a loser. That's I'm a loser. I don't do that. I don't do it. It reminds me of a line. I was once listening to a class, and they said in the class, little kids are always nervous what people think about them. They're so nervous. Oh, what's he saying about me? What they're gonna, oh my gosh, they're talking about me. Maybe they're whispering. Those people whispering 20 miles away, I saw on a video, they're talking about me. People laugh. Oh, they're laughing about me. That's what people, little kids think that all the time. When you get older, you start to realize nobody's talking about you. No, right? They're not talking about it. Nobody cares. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Just I messed it up. When you're younger, you think about what does everybody think, you care about. The second level, you get older, you realize, I don't care what they think. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. They can talk about me all they want. I don't care. The highest level is you realize, and nobody else cared either. Nobody else cared either. A person says, I don't believe in Hashem. I hate him for what he did to me. Which one is it? You don't believe in Hashem? Or you believe in him so much that he inspires passion in you that you're angry at him? You can't do both. You can't not believe and be angry. I hate the mailman. He never shows up. Well, then who do you hate? You can't hate the mailman if he never shows up. You hate the idea of mailmen who never show up, perhaps. When a person feels downtrodden, that he has done an avera, when a person feels like he's not a, I feel like a loser, I don't do that mitzvah. I'm working so hard on Shmiras Einayim. I'm trying to be careful about the things that I look at. I'm really trying so hard, he says to himself. But I fail all the time. You say the guy's a failure? I'd say no. Clearly, if he's talking about it, he cares enough to say it. He cares enough to say it. It means there's something in him that is rejecting that. It's a virus, a virus. It's a virus that is in him and he is rejecting it. He's trying to get it out of him because it still bothers him. Tsaras is that avir that's in you. It might not be coming out on your skin, but it bothers you. I had 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, one of the chashuv talmidim here was in the office. Something he had done, perhaps it wasn't the best thing. And then, just in the middle of the conversation, he pipes up and he says, don't you know I don't want to do that anymore? That's what he said. Don't you know I don't want to do that anymore? It was such a breath of fresh air. I'm so impressed with this person. This person made a mistake. He wasn't doing the right thing. But then he said, I don't want to do that. I'm rejecting it. There's something elevated about me. I want to be better. Isn't that an important message for us all to hear? I'm working on myself. A guy spoke to me this morning, Baruch Hashem here in Yeshiva, trying very hard, working on attendance. We're going to be doing it. We're going to be committed. We'll be locked in. A guy told me, but I find it so hard. I find it so hard. That means he's what? That means he's alive. Like the Gemara, right? The person who goes into his pocket and finds the wrong thing of change. It's a kapar, right? But only if it bothers him. If it doesn't bother him, yeah, like my Sephardic brothers, they say it all the time. For some reason, we don't say it enough, the Ashkenazim. Even though it's some Hasidim, they still say, Zolzana Gerse Kapara. It should be a kapara. If it's not saying that it should be a kapara, you reach into your pocket. You stick it. I was walking down Coney Island Avenue. Who was I walking with? Was I walking with you, Sean? I was walking down Coney Island Avenue. A big wind came along, and my hat flew off my head, and it went right into a puddle. Now, it didn't go into Sama puddle. It wasn't just a regular puddle. It went into like unreal New York City pigeon bath puddle. It was like a real good one, a real good one. And it wasn't so deep, so I picked it up, hoping for the best. And then it flew out of my hand again. Okay? This one wasn't even the bath. This one was the pigeon's local restroom. I'm telling you, it was done. I simply walked down the street, I opened up a garbage can, I dropped my hand in. It was gone. But I made sure to say, Zolzayin HaGrez HaKapara. It should be a kapara. I lost my hat. It should be a kapara. It should be a kapara. I obviously need to work on something. Maybe it's in my head. I don't know. Something about my head and my hat flies off. Or maybe I shouldn't have listened to Rabbi Edelman more about wearing my hat more outside. But it's something I need to work on. So it should be a kapara. It should fix my averas. It should bother me. It should bother me. When something happens to you, it should bother you. When something happened to me in Florida, I've spoken to enough people about this, where I was choking for 17 hours. I was choking for 17 hours straight. I could not eat. I could not drink. I could not swallow my own saliva. I would consistently just be throwing up over for 17 hours straight. I went to 2 hospitals and an urgent care until I had to have an emergency medical procedure done to me. You don't think I thought the whole time, what is it that I'm doing wrong with my mouth, except for giving very long shmuzim. But what is it that I'm doing wrong? Of course I need to think about it. It should be a kapara. It should bother me. And as much as it bothers you, your body will reject it. And then you'll be able to achieve an elevated status. You'll be able to be the pride and joy of Klal Yisrael, more than you already are. Obviously, you're beloved. We love you so much. But you'll continue to be the pride and joy. You made a mistake. You made a mistake. You might have even been warned, like Yossel mentioned. In this week's parasha, you're warned that tzaras goes to the house, it goes to the clothing, and then it goes to your body. I get it. You might have been warned twice already. You might have been warned. And it still bothers you. You're willing to do something about it. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha that the tzaras that's in us, each and every one of us, tzaras is alive and well. It doesn't come out as white on our skin anymore, but it comes out in something we all can learn from. You can look at yourselves and see what still bothers me. And I want to reject it, and I want to be better. It should be a kapara. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos. You should have beautiful kishka and your cholent, and you shouldn't choke, and you should have delicious grape juice, and all the one of these things, miras. Be'ez Hashem, have a beautiful Shabbos.